Well, the Great Northern Radio Show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Underwriting support also comes from the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota, reminding us that from paperclips to ships, Minnesota's iron mines provide the materials we need to produce the things we use every day. Joining us now, host of The Beat on KAXE and frequent contributor to Between You and Me on Northern Community Radio, his people are from Taconite, Steve Downing.
Roots of iron, history lesson. 4 billion years ago, a black hole the size of a comma exploded with zero intentionality or good manners, obliterating the antiparticles that are always never anywhere in the first place, and the processes that would create Minnesota's iron range were set in motion. Because of the way it came into being, standards of behavior on the iron range have always needed to be flexible. Rangers understand that with a black hole, as with a mine disaster, it's not a question of if, but when. And will there be pizza and ice cream served afterward? Remember, this is where the singer-philosopher Robert Zimmerman learned all that he came to know about human nature, high anxiety politics, and Christmas carols. On the range, there's no line in the sand distinction between public and private affairs. All discourse, including discourse with our duck blinds and deer stands and chainsaws, is about one, the mines, meaning quality of life, two, hockey, meaning fame and glory and the sort of dental work that qualifies as economic development, or three, the old country, meaning any one of 20-some European countries from Norway to Italy, except France. As a political entity, the Iron Range would befuddle the conservative Thomas Hobbes and the liberal Jean-Jacques Rousseau alike. Not that any self-respecting ranger with an ear finely tuned to the perils of putting on airs would ever admit to even a nodding acquaintance with Tom or Jean-Jacques, since neither of them would know magnetite from taconite or a penalty box from a snuff box. On the range, a left-of-center sensibility and a right-of-center sensibility will often comfortably cohabit the same cerebral cortex, body, and soul. We rangers are pragmatic to a fault, so you can pretty reliably predict how we'll vote as a block. But you shouldn't be surprised if late-night political chit-chat at the corner bar takes a turn you could not have predicted, though you might have known the chit-chatters for 100 years, leading to 3D bloodletting, broken teeth and furniture, plus a grudge that will enter the gene pool and will outlive overburden and natural gas. As rangers, we all know or know someone who knows a miner who can tell you a story like this one. One day, driving a Euclid truck bigger than his house, hauling 50 tons of greenstone uphill, the so-called road underneath him gave out, and the truck went tailgate over tea kettle down the terraced switchback slope to the bottom of the mine pit, and he spent 6 months with no elbows or lips and a bungee cord connecting his jaw to his ears while his forehead was being reconfigured. A total bummer when it happened, yes. But when this is your story, you are fixed for life. You will not require a single other conversation piece as long as you live. We Iron Rangers are often defensive about our cultural tastes, about our smarts, about ourselves. And we should not be. When that comma blew up 4 billion years ago, no place on earth was destined, predestined, to bring forth into the discovered universe the likes of Bob Dylan, Judy Garland, and the Greyhound bus line. But that is our story. Never mind that Bob Dylan was born in Duluth. Frances Gumm flew the coop before she was out of diapers and then morphed into Judy Garland. And no Greyhound bus has stopped in your town since Rudy Perpich was governor the first time.
Steve Downing.